the rock and roll soul R&B legend Bobby Womack is on tour in the UK, and I met up with him, which was a treat for me and I hope for you in just a moment. He is a deep believer and a great advocate in politics and the power of politics, which was my excuse for getting him on the show, frankly. I asked him how his latest visit was going and why he liked coming here so much.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is grey. I went for a walk.
I tell you what, I've always said, and not just because I'm here, is that people are more into music. Music is like the Bible. In the States, it's like, what have you done lately? It's the fad, you know?
Yeah.
And everything is commercial like that. And I think music is a universal language.
Yeah. I mean, the Rolling Stones, you played with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I played with
that.
And matter of fact, the first song that introduced the Rolling Stones to the world was the song that I wrote at 16 called It's All Over Now.
Time to cry because I used to love her.
Well, we remember that one.
Yeah.
They haven't stopped playing it since. And what's your best memory of playing with the Stones?
My best memory is just learning how to work with an audience that size. I just never seen crowds so big that you've seen them on the screen. You know?
Yeah. Now, Bobby, this is my, you know, transparent, thin, flimsy excuse for getting you on the show. You're interested in politics. And when it came to the last election, Bobby, You weren't sure at all that Barack Obama was going to win that one.
Yeah, he had done a lot with the society, and not just because he was a black president. He was just a president that was more than politics.
Yeah.
And plus, he stepped in a lot of heaviness that he had to clean up before he could start fulfilling his promises
sure.
that he had made to people.
But, in the end, something like 96% of African Americans voted for Barack Obama in the election.
Yeah.
But why were there worries? There were worries that black voters weren't that interested.
It's because
time.
The press has a way of making everything look negative that they didn't like. The Republicans did not want him in under no circumstances because they had lost control. You know, and people found out that their voices has a lot more power than they've been believed that it has. You know, by people uniting together, different nationalities, and vote. I remember when I didn't even vote.
Sure.
Many years ago, I was playing guitar for a gentleman by the name of Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
And he said, this is 50-something years ago. He said, we will have a black president.
Yeah.
And I joked and said, really, we can't even stay in hotels. We have to check in motels. And he said, Bobby, believe me, stupidity grow out and die. He said, the new people coming in, you got to tell them more than fairy tale.
I mean, the great Sam Cooke, he thought there was always going to be a black president.
Yeah.
He said,
I won't live to see it, but you will.
Yeah.
And so when I saw that, it made me feel good that he was a president that was for the people.
Yeah.
Green, black, red, yellow, it didn't matter. He wanted the best for everybody.
Has he just had
a lot to clean up.
Bobby, has he made a... I'm not saying he hasn't, but has he made a big difference? Or for you, is it because Barack Obama's black?
He's made people more aware.
Of what?
Of politics. He's made a big difference because when he names the things that he has done and that he said he would do, there's more than just talk.
Yeah.
You had another guy, the Republican, that was saying what he could do, but he hadn't proved anything yet.
There's still a lot that he said he wanted to do that he still has to do.
Yeah, well,
if you look
four
at black
years,
Americans,
4 years, he deserved another 4 years.
Sure. But, I mean, black Americans, it's still, I don't know, isn't it still about as hard to get a job as it was even when he first came in?
Yeah, but you got to look at all around the world,
Everybody's
got problems. It's not just economy and United States. It's economy bad everywhere.
Yeah. Has he changed anything for good, then, that won't change back?
He's making younger generations believe that their voice counts. Because you can go back where, as you didn't see presidents come on Oprah Winfrey show and sit up and talk.
Mm.
You know, or they asked him questions, who is your favorite artist? And he said, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying that's where it's gone. People say, this guy can be reached. He knows what time it is. He's in tune.
And you, Bobby, you've just recovered from a bout of cancer.
Yeah.
You had pneumonia as well. Did that make you think about, I don't know, healthcare in the United States and the fact that there's President Obama, he's widened up the health system. Yeah. He's reformed it. Big changes in the health system in America. Mm. Some people say it's a big change too far. The Republicans, a lot of them, are saying he's turning America into a communist country.
Hey, I tell you what. If he's doing that, it's been a communist country for a long time. People have voices, and when they spoke and said things that they shouldn't have said, it used to be time they used to shoot people and kill them. You know, so I look at that and I say, boy, this world has come a long ways. When you see the new generations are not buying, how can he be a president? He's black. They don't think like that. They think that if you're smart and you got brains and you're sincere, they'll buy it.
Yeah. I mean, and you yourself, Bobby, I mean, some of the, what you believe has come through in what you do into your music. And there's one particular song from Sam Cooke, which for you has
Change Gonna Come.
It says something about Obama. I wonder if, since you happen by a coincidence to have a guitar with you, whether you might want to play us a little bit.
Since I gotta get the key. I was born by the river. In a low tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know. Change has come.
That's great, Bobby. Thank you. Listen, Bobby, listen, good luck with the rest of the tour, but great to talk to you. And by the way, when are you going to run for Congress? I guess that's your next step.
I don't think, they don't have a pair of tennis shoes to fit me yet.
Okay. Right. It's good to talk to you, Bobby. Thank you. Bobby Womack there playing Just For Us. And if you like that, and how could you not, his new album, The Bravest Man in the Universe, is out now. And even better than that, you can see a picture of me with Bobby on my Twitter account, @JP on Politics.